Good news for kids and greens, as in, you know, vegetables. Researchers in Southern California, Queensland and South Australia analysed 80 different studies, have found a way for your kids to eat their broccoli. The magic is found in family meals at the table and getting the kids involved with the cooking. Bribes, incentives, threats don't work, nor does smothering the veggies with cheese sauce. Now nutritionist Nikki Hart back with us. Morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
What do you reckon? Family meals at the table and getting kids involved in cooking, is it the magic bullet?
I definitely think it is. I think socialisation around food is really important. When we individually eat, we tend to comfort eat and we do, you know, we're not good with the way that we eat unless we're around people.
Family meals, though, used to be a thing and a lot of us didn't eat our vegetables at that particular stage. Are we just dipping into the big bucket of nostalgia to try and find a solution to a problem?
Oh, look, I think if it was as simple as that, it would be great, but it's not. I think what we're finding is we're just not getting the vitamins and minerals from the vegetables that we used to get, and we've got to find a way to get children engaged in eating more vegetable eating.
Is it age and stage with the cooking process? I mean, having had five kids, at some stage they all dip their toe into a bit of cooking, don't they? But then they seemingly grow out of it.
Well, I think we are time poor, and sometimes it's just that parents and caregivers are just wanting to get the food on the table, so they just take over. You've got to have time and patience when you're teaching kids how to cook and learn how to put meals together.
And when you say teaching kids to cook, what should you be teaching them? I mean, anyone can boil water, but do you need to do more than that?
Well, you know, it's basic things. It's knife skills. It's learning how to poach an egg. You've really got to start back at the basics and then lead them through on how to put a menu together, like making sure there's enough carbohydrate, protein and colour on their plate to create a meal.
School's role or parents' role or both?
I think it's a bit of both. I think what we need to do is model it everywhere. So we need to be able to see it from growing things in gardens and like showing children the process of where food comes from right through to getting it onto a plate.
See, it's all working against us, isn't it? Because many people live in smaller blocks these days, so you don't necessarily have a veggie garden or even a garden at all. And suddenly, to be able to buy or Uber Eats or whatever the case may be, food, it's instant, it's easy, you're busy, we're all busy. I mean, that's an uphill battle, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. It's really difficult to make sure that we can make it as simple as possible. So it's simple, like in the summertime, growing cherry tomatoes because they grow quite easily. They can grow in a pot on a ledge. Or it's herbs in a garden and adding those into a salad. So it's just doing the small things first so that it's not such an enormous battle when you come to a table and a child refuses to eat vegetables.
Do you start young in the sense if you throw a tomato in a kid's mouth, they may well like it, and if they start liking it young, they'll like it forever?
There's great research out that says that when a child is exposed to bitter-tasting vegetables earlier on, they are more likely to continue eating vegetables as they get older. But because we sweeten foods right from the early age with a lot of the commercially foods have got apple puree and things like that in them. Mm. It means that a child will prefer something sweet, so it's really hard to get them back to eating vegetables. So it's really important to start really young.
Good on you, Nikki. Nice to catch up with you. Go well.